Now, it's obvious that while many people attempt to create wealth, some succeed while others fail. I would like to ask each of you, what is the primary difference between them? Dr. Roos.
A lot of people attempt to create wealth, but they don't succeed at it because they have what Zig Ziglar calls stinking thinking. They have belief systems which are negative and drag them down. The people who manage to create wealth, they have a very clear idea as to where they want to go. They know how they're going to create their wealth. They are passionate about it. They love what they do, and they just buckle down and do it, and they won't let anything get in their way. They are devoted to that. The people who fail often are scattered. They work on 20 projects at once. They're with this multi-level marketing company because that's going to make them $300 a month here, and they're doing this and they're doing that, and they're scatterbrained. You have to have clarity. Clarity leads to power.
Thank you, Dolph. John Burley.
I think people who make money and keep it and people who make money and don't, what it really came down to is how they mastered their psychology and emotions. How to make the money is 5% of the equation. The tips, the techniques, the strategies, yes, they're critical. Yes, they're important. It's 5% of the game. 15% is how we manage and use leverage and how we manage our money management skills. But 80% is the psychology and emotions. Because I can assure you, you know, I haven't seen an exception to this. All the people that I know that made money that lost it, they knew what they were supposed to have done. They knew about AIPs. They knew about asset protection. They knew about protecting themselves liability-wise. They understood that, yes, debt does have uses, and certainly in a business environment, in an investment environment, debt has uses. But they knew that they were supposed to manage their own money and control it. I mean, you know, to be wildly in debt and out of control financially, you're aware of it. It's not that you're not. And certainly, if you had learned these skills and not using them, it came down to what they didn't master, unfortunately, was their psychology and their emotions. And it's unfortunate. And I know a few people that, you know, I've called friends who are in that experience right now, where they didn't follow the rules. They tried to take shortcuts, and it bit them.
Thank you, John. Tom Realright, what's the key difference between those who succeed in creating wealth and those who don't?
People who succeed in creating wealth maintain their focus on creating that wealth. They maintain an outward impact on society. To be honest, creating wealth is a very unselfish point of view. Spending is a very selfish point of view. Saving is a fairly selfish point of view because what we're doing is we're doing something for us. When we're creating wealth, we have to be doing something for somebody else, whether it's investing in the stock market, which means that we're providing investment funds for a business to grow, whether it's investing in our own business and we're providing a product to other people or a service, or we're providing employment for our employees, or whether it's real estate and we're providing housing for people or a place for a business to occupy, to rent so that they can grow. Wealth creation is a very outward focus.
Thank you, Tom. Michael Sexton.
There's a thin line between people that have created massive wealth and been tremendously successful from a financial standpoint and those that haven't. And I think many of the differentiators between the two come back to how entrepreneurial are they? How much do they share in some of those core personality traits that really define successful entrepreneurs? Certainly one of them is a passion to create wealth, but the ones that really motivate you and allow you to achieve success in that area are things like optimism, are things like a bias to action, an ability to take risks. Those are the things that ultimately define those that are successful in achieving their goal of wealth and those that are not.
Thank you, Michael. And Richard Parker.
To me, there's one paramount factor that separates those who have achieved great success, financial and otherwise, from those that haven't, and it's persistence. Nothing else. If you never give up, you can't fail. And so I think that really plays to persistence. If you get up every morning swimming, you only, no matter how difficult times get, you only need one nostril above the water. So if you keep swimming and keep one nostril above the water, it all comes down to persistence. And every successful person that I've seen has gone through difficult times, good times, but they never give up.
Thank you, Richard. Gary Eldred, where do you see the difference?
We live in a market economy. We live in an economy of relationships. And I think first, everyone needs to think, what am I going to give before they think about what am I going to get? It's the difference between opportunity and opportunistic. To me, opportunity is looking for something that's needed, something that's wanted by people in the marketplace. Opportunistic is saying, okay, what can I do to score the quick buck? I think the long-term mindset of exchange, quid pro quo, even better than that, even more than that, what can I provide for others that they will really think they're getting more value than what they're paying for? So it's the exchange basis of our society, that people who are willing to give, who are willing to provide for others, will find that they in turn will receive.
Thank you, Gary. Ron Iannieri, what sorts the winners from the losers?
You can point to this factor for this guy and that factor for that girl. But one thing that I would say that is a definite major undertone to all of this is something that was told to me by a guy I worked for when I first got onto the floor. I had asked him, I said, you know, in trying to mimic your success as a trader, where and when did you first sit there and realize that you are a good, consistent trader? And what did you attribute that to? And he said, discipline. He said, I got to a time where I was educated enough, I understood, and discipline. So what I got from that was that there was a couple things that really lead people either to wealth or away from it. For the people that are being led to wealth is education and discipline. For the people that are being led away from it, it's a lack of education and a lack of discipline. And that's what I would say, no matter what your specific little problem was from person to person, it's all going to be encompassed somewhere between education and discipline.
Thank you, Ron. And JJ Childers, what's your view on this?
People that are wealthy, they have a plan, they have a vision, they have goals. And because they have that vision wakes them up in the morning. They know what they're going to do that day because they know where they're going. They know what it's going to take for them to get there, and they continue to work that plan. You know, one of the things that I talk about with that plan is I look at it as building basically a landscape for wealth throughout your entire world, that it permeates. And the people that I have worked with and that I have seen that have really made a huge impact are the people that do. And you know what? What happens is that it's amazing that those people sometimes are viewed as if they have the Midas touch. Everything that they do turns to gold. They've got so many great, wonderful things going on in their lives. And if you really look at it, you'll see a lot of what they do didn't work. They threw as many things up there at the stars and said, okay, what's going to stick? And a lot of their efforts didn't necessarily work. You know, and it's kind of like Thomas Edison when they say, how could you deal with, you know, 10,000 failures at a light bulb? And he said, you know, I just learned 10,000 ways that won't work. It's the same way when it comes to building wealth. If we can continually execute our plans, we'll learn more and more all the time. But we've got to be willing to learn from that. And that's what the overall wealthscape is all about, creating that positive landscape that's going to make a difference in your life. And when you talk about the great adventure of life, that's what makes life worth living, is knowing that every day is a new adventure. That's what wealth is about. It's not just about money. It's about everything in your entire world.
Finally,